And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 25th of August, 2014. The birthday of Leonard Bernstein, Lawrence, Massachusetts, 1918, became music director of the New York Philharmonic at the age of 40. He wrote music for Broadway, On the Town, West Side Story, symphonies, ballets, a book called The Joy of Music, and he kept on conducting until just 5 days before he died in 1990. It was on this day, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson signed into law the act that established the National Park Service. There were four national parks, Yellowstone, Yosemite, Sequoia, and Kings Canyon. At first, the Army had responsibility for them, then the Department of Agriculture, but nobody was really looking after the national parks. And so the Secretary of the Interior, Franklin Lane, found a good lobbyist, a businessman, a salesman, a millionaire named Stephen Mather, who had been to Yosemite, and he was upset by the sight of cattle grazing and trails in terrible condition. And so he went about the job of organizing support for the parks. He organized a 2-week trip for 15 influential business leaders and politicians in the Sierra Nevadas, 2 weeks of hiking and fishing. And at the end of the 2 weeks, they were all in support of Mather's request for a national agency. He convinced National Geographic to devote an entire issue to the national parks, and then drafted a bill to create a Parks Bureau under the Department of the Interior, and so it was done. It was on this date, 1609, Galileo Galilei demonstrated his first telescope to the Venetian Senate in Padua. He had ground the glass himself, and it magnified images to 8 times the naked eye. By the fall, he was looking through a 20-power telescope. And it was on this day, 1875, Captain Matthew Webb became the first person to swim across the English Channel. It took him 21 hours from Dover to Calais. And 9 years later, he drowned in Niagara Falls, trying to swim across and under the waterfall. Here's a poem for today by Gary Soto, entitled Evening on the Lawn. I sat on the lawn, watching the half-hearted moon rise, the gnats orbiting the peach pit that I spat out when the sweetness was gone. I was 20, wet behind the ears from my car wash job, and suddenly, rising to my feet, when I saw in early evening a cloud roll over a section of stars. It was boiling, a cloud churning in one place and washing those 3 or 4 stars. Excited, I lay back down, my stomach a valley, my arms twined with new rope, my hair a youthful black. I called my mother and stepfather and said something amazing was happening up there. They shaded their eyes from the porch light. They looked and looked before my mom turned the garden hose onto a rose bush and my stepfather scolded the cat to get the hell off the car. The old man grumbled about missing something on TV. The old lady made a face when mud splashed her slippers. "How you bother," she said for the last time, the screen door closing like a sigh. I turned off the porch light, undid my shoes. The cloud boiled over those stars until it was burned by their icy fire. The night was now clear. The wind brought me a scent of a place where I would go alone, then find others, all barefoot. In time, each of us would boil clouds and strike our childhood houses with lightning. Gary Soto's poem, Evening on the Lawn, from One Kind of Faith, published by Chronicle Books, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.